It's 11:15 this Friday morning. Good morning to you, Gerry O'Leary.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. We were talking about Mill Street a little earlier on, remembering it all those years ago.
Yes, indeed. With some fantastic memories of 20 years ago.
Do you remember the word coming through that they decided the Eurovision was going to happen in Mill Street?
I do indeed. But it was, I suppose, when we heard it, we didn't realise how big it was going to be for the town. You know, we didn't realise the phenomenon that was Eurovision.
Yeah, and when it came, when the circus rolled into town, tell me what it was like.
Well, I got married, Ryan, 2 weeks before
the
Eurovision.
Okay.
And so I went on my honeymoon to Jamaica, and when we were coming home, we came home. When I left Mill Street, it was a small country town, 1,500 people. Everybody knew everybody. And when I came back, the whole town was transformed. There was new roads. Every shop window was done up in Eurovision themed, you know, for representing each country.
Yeah.
And there was about 10,000 people walking down my small town.
Wow.
And I knew nobody.
And what was your job at the time?
I worked as a butcher shop, in a butcher shop. My family business is butchers.
And tell me, Gerry, does a butcher shop in Mill Street benefit from the arrival of the biggest song contest in the world?
Absolutely. What you got to imagine, Ryan, there was very little, no hotel in town time, very little B&Bs. So every house, every available bed was made available to the people that were coming for the Eurovision.
Yeah.
So when you end up having maybe 10, 15, 20,000 people coming into your town, everybody benefits.
I can imagine.
Whether it is the local butcher or supermarket or whatever, everybody benefited.
And what was the highlight of that time?
I suppose the highlight was the actual night itself. That I suppose everyone was nervous. There was a lot of people skeptical about how it would go
yeah.
in a place like Mill Street. And the fact that it was such a fantastic success, and then to have the Irish winner, you know, the whole package together was fantastic.
It was amazing. Was it Niamh Kavanagh won it the year?
That's right, Niamh Kavanagh won it. Yeah, that's right.
Which is a super win, and then imagine to win it, because we're so unused to win it. The whole generation now have no idea what it means for Ireland to win a Eurovision, and because we were blue in the face looking at them at that stage. But it was a great time, great streak.
It was, yeah, it was fantastic. And like I said, to host it in Mill Street and then to win it the same night was just really topped it all.
Yeah, and it kind of proved the begrudgers wrong as well, which is always a very satisfying moment.
Absolutely. We had a few of them, all right.
Yeah.
But we did prove them wrong. And that was, you know, it was a fantastic community effort. Like
sure.
Every man, woman and child in Mill Street was hands-on for the week.
Okay. Will you watch it up tomorrow night?
Well, I will, yeah. We have, because of the anniversary, we have a lot of events on this week in Mill Street.
Okay.
Marking the anniversary of Eurovision. Like on Wednesday night, we had a Eurovision memory night in the local hotel where we were showing videos and showing photographs of the week,
mm-hmm.
the weeks leading up to Eurovision and the night itself. And on Friday night, we have a karaoke night with a Eurovision theme to it. But on Saturday night, we have Niamh Kavanagh is back in town.
Ah.
And we have a Eurovision tea party.
Good.
In the Green Glens Arena, and there's big screens being erected and everything, so we can watch Eurovision throughout the night.
Well, that sounds like just the proper way to celebrate, to mark that milestone. Gerry, enjoy it all, and thanks for joining us this morning from Mill Street. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely, you're very welcome. Thank
Take
you very
care
much.
Yourself. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Gerry.
Bye.